Good morning.
Good morning.
It's been quite a while since I've been with the 8 o'clock group, and it's really nice to see your faces today. You know, good morning. And I just wanted to share a few things from my heart today about the gospel. And one of the things that I've kind of noticed in my life, and I think a lot of us have had this sense lately, that we just want to get through some of these things that we're going through. We just want things to settle down. We like quiet, we like calm, and we like steady and even and all those good things. And it seems like in life there are these, it seems like those are the moments and the normal storms. And the disturbance is what really goes on for the most part. Today's gospel is about mission. Really is about mission. And I'll get to that in a minute. But I just wanted to say that in our troubled world today, and by the way, I will say this, I'm an optimist. My heart is always an optimist. But I carry an umbrella, folks. And it's a tough time that we're living in right now in this world. We're living through a time of pandemic. We're living through a time of intense violence again in our cities that are ripping our people apart politically, and this rancorous exchange of bitterness and hatred toward one another. And it's been a very difficult time for us. We look about the world and we see the persecution of the church. We have decapitated statues of Jesus, desecrated grottos of our Blessed Lady throughout this country. It's not an easy time. Now, today's gospel takes off at the very point where the feeding of the 5,000 had concluded. It says, after he, Jesus, had fed the people, Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. Now, this boat, in 1986, there was a real low level of the Sea of Galilee. And by the way, the Sea of Galilee is really a lake, you know, it's freshwater. But the archaeologists, the marine archaeologists, found a boat there, and they dated it between, with carbon 14 dating, between 70 BC and, no, rather 40 BC and 70 AD. So it would have been very typically, the kind of boat that the fishermen would have used. It was about 26 feet in length, it was about 7 feet wide and 4 feet deep. It had a crew of 4 oarsmen. The sail wasn't intact, of course, but it was designed to have a sail as well as the oars. And there was a tiller, so a crew of 5, they could take 10 people in this boat. Or a crew and a ton of fish. This was very much like the boat that we're talking about in the gospel today. Those of you that have seen The Chosen or similar films that depict the apostles in their fishing time get a picture of the size of this boat. It wasn't a little rowboat, nor was it a ship. But nonetheless, it was a craft that was set out. Jesus sent them to the other side of the lake. Now, the Sea of Galilee is about, at its very longest stretch, is 13 miles from north to south, and it's about 8 miles wide. They were only a few miles away. They had left immediately after this feeding, this supper. So early evening, 6 p.m. probably, 7, something like that. Jesus came to them in the fourth hour, or the fourth watch, rather, which was 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. in that time period. They had battled a stormy sea all night. St. Jerome tells us they had been tossed by the tempest almost the whole night. I imagine the Lord, did he really tell us to go? Did he really send us to the other side of this sea? Surely he must have known. He did. He did know what they were going to encounter. Yet he sent them out. The boat, of course, is the church, the bark of Peter. And it's all about mission. It's all about the destiny in which we have been given, in which we have been given to follow the Lord. Ultimately, our port is the kingdom of heaven. But the temporal mission, the temporal port of this mission of our church is in this world. And it would be nice to sit in the harbor, wouldn't it? It would be nice to reach those shores of the kingdom. John Augustus Shedd famously said, "A ship in harbor is safe." But that is not what ships are made for. We are not made to live a life of ease and comfort. It's not that there's any premium on chaos and tension and problems. Whatever comes with this mission, we need to accept. And in fact, when we are in the midst of the most difficult times in our lives, that is when Jesus comes to us, as he appeared to them on the water. At first, they didn't recognize him. It's a ghost. And then Jesus said, take courage. Take courage. It is I. Now, that "it is I" comes from the Greek ego eimi, which could easily be translated, "I am." And when Jesus spoke those words, "I am," they said, "It's the Lord." We recognize him. And that's when Peter said, "Bid me to come out to you." The church today needs to hear that word in our troubled times, right here in Jackson, Michigan. Everywhere throughout our land, everywhere throughout the world, we need to hear the voice that will still the storms, that will set us aright and put us on our course. "I am. I am," said Jesus, the power, the ability to calm the storms and to see us through to the end. Now, I know that we have a mission. And our mission is basically to get everybody that we can into the boat to reach the other shore. Some people today are bailing out. If you think you can swim it, more power to you. But for me and my house, we're going to stay in the boat because God is going to bring us to that shore. And I believe, honestly, that St. Paul, as he was shipwrecked three times, he writes in 2 Corinthians, and he explains that once he was adrift all night and a day at sea, I suspect he was clinging to a remnant of the boat. How much of the boat will help us reach our destination? We don't know. But I do know this: extraordinary times require extraordinary faith. The walk on water kind of faith. And we need to, and I'm sure we will arrive at port. and I trust for our temporal mission as well. But we need to keep our eyes on Jesus and not the waves. Pope Benedict had a word to say that is very pertinent here. I'm going to read the quote from him. He said, "Dear friends, may no adversity paralyze you. Be afraid neither of the world, nor of the future, nor of your weakness. The Lord has allowed you to live in this moment of history so that by your faith, his name will continue to resound throughout the world." May the Lord bless you this day, and may we rise in faith to fulfill our purpose, our mission in this world. God bless.